Praise be Jesus Christ. My dear friends, throughout the academic year, I enjoy visiting our schools. I actually began with the older students over at Franciscan University for the opening mass for the new arrivals, as well as the Oath of Fidelity. And I'll work my way around the schools. We have 11 throughout the diocese over the year. I cannot recall what year, and it was either third or fourth grade I visited, and we do an impromptu, like I say, ask the bishop, unless it's basically the teenagers, then it's stump the bishop. But it was a third or fourth grade, and what I usually do at the end, especially for the younger kids, we end with a prayer. I'll ask one of them to lead us in the sign of the cross, and then another one to lead us in the Our Father or the Hail Mary, and then, my being the bishop, I give them a blessing at the end. So everything seemed to be okay with this class. I won't discriminate. It's a guy or a gal will lead one, and a guy or gal will lead the other. So we have equal opportunity, although the guy is the one who offers the blessing. So anyways, a young gentleman, I remember this much, was the one to lead us in the sign of the cross, and the young lady was to lead us in the Hail Mary. So we began in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then she chimed in, "Bless us, O Lord." And the rest of the class did as well. And as soon as they were done, I said, okay, now we've got lunch covered. Let's do the Our Father as well. But you just never know. You just never know. And visiting, I know this from last year, Bishop Muzio, second, third, and fourth grade. I don't know if I made it to the fifth, but I had lots of rosaries with me, especially the second graders, as they were preparing for First Communion. And to a person, every time when the kids came up, single file in class, to receive a rosary from me, they said, thank you. The teacher did not have to say, what do you say? They each said, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I say that because it seems that we just heard the greatest story ever told, that is the parable of the prodigal son. That seems like the perfect default setting for the launch into the homily. Not this time. We start with gratitude. We start with the second reading, as St. Paul wrote to St. Timothy, a member of the second generation of bishops in our church. In our second reading this evening, St. Paul shares words of gratitude for his ministry. He's not whining about the shipwrecks and basically the beatings he's taking. No. He's thanking God for his ministry, explaining to Timothy he has to do the same, to be contagious with gratitude. So I pose a question, my dear friends, to you. When was the last time you and I thanked God for the role we have in this world of ours? Or are we constantly asking him to show us the way? St. Paul reminds us that the true attitude of a credible disciple, a credible Christian, is one of gratitude, thankful for God's grace in our lives, even when there are times in our lives we find it difficult to find grace at all. You see, St. Paul reminds us that we all are broken. We all need repair. But it is God's grace that repairs us. In the beginning, St. Paul, remember, was the church's chief antagonist or adversary, persecutor, but through God's grace, arguably became the most successful evangelist in the early church, even when he went to the gallows in Rome to be murdered. In another letter of his, in his letter to the Romans, he instructs where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. This echoes Jesus' words today in that greatest story ever told. I like to tell people that the three principal characters, the dad, the oldest son, and the youngest son, each one of them is us at a certain time, is it not? Times when, yes, we will share compassion. Or other times when we are overwhelmed with a spirit of entitlement, like the oldest son. Or the younger son, that perhaps when it's time for us to go to confession, we're thinking about the priest and something that we're going to confess is, he's going to kill me. No, that's, but We don't want to be yelled at. We realize that we can be any three of those persons. And sometimes the toughest role is being that dad, the compassionate, but we are guaranteed 100% God is always compassionate with you and with me. You see, in fact, we as a church take a position that we can never fail or find a way, excuse me, to forgive someone. Even so, we find ways to forgive. Jesus did not say it was going to be easy. He did say, though, it is always possible. Remember those words of St. Gabriel to Mary. With God, all things are possible. Tomorrow morning, I celebrate the Blue Mass with our first responders. And they see a lot more than we do when it comes to society and oftentimes the dark side. And yet, they got to take home a lot of those memories and to forgive. I think of just, you know, certainly whenever I hear that fire truck going down the street, what they have to do, putting their lives out there in order to rescue people from burning homes or burning cars. And still there, and I will remind them tomorrow in my homily there, that where sin abounds, and they see a lot of it, we are the instrument of God's grace, because God's grace abounds all the more. And for that, you and I should be grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being instruments of God's grace. Our first reading, we're dealing with an incredibly stubborn group of people, the chosen people, the very people God chose to be the ancestors of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. But things are going really bad right now. They're off the rails. They're creating their own God, already forgetting about what's going on and them being saved from the Egyptians to open up the Red Sea. I don't know about you, but I think that would be something that would stick in my mind. But no, not for them. They want to go their own route. As I say, instead of thy kingdom come, it's my kingdom come. They're depraved, and yet God is going to be there to forgive them again and again and again. And so that day, over a millennia later, a little baby will be born in the manger to save us. Bottom line, remember, my dear friends, we are children of God. We're adopted sons and daughters by way of our baptismal graces. We have been changed. Original sin has left us. Yes, we still mess up intentionally a lot. We call that sin. And God's always there to forgive us. We can be instruments of God's compassion as well, to be signs of gratitude to God as he forgives us. We are children of God, and as members of the body of Christ, we are protagonists in this story about the human race here in 2022. Remember, here and now, as always, grace will always abound more than sin. And for that, you and I should be grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.